You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a Friday. That's, you don't have to.
No, that's it. Coming in hot, coming up at 9:45, but I have to concede an argument to Anthony. He ran a great argument, had a great argument, and he wins, and I lost the argument on Paul Dolan. Congratulations to you, and congratulations to your wife and two wonderful children, and I hope you do well with the office. I hope you do well with the argument and carrying the torch forward for Paul Dolan and the Cleveland Guardians. Because I never thought I would ever get this much pushback on wanting to pay Stephen Kwan.
Are the fans getting cheap?
Well, it's amazing to me where we spent the first part of the week. I mean, we had the dump callers on Paul Dolan. And here we are at the end of the week. Now, they won three games. They did. They won three in a row. But we get to the end of the week, and, well, you can't pay Stephen Kwan that much. You can't pay Stephen Kwan that much. Oh, okay. Why? I don't just want to pay garbage. He's not garbage. See, now, you know what? I'm going to rise like a phoenix. Here I come again. Back in the saddle. Because, damn it, you were with me the first 3 days of this week, everybody. I had finally seen the light. I was carrying just as much water as Anthony Lima was for Paul Dolan over the last couple of years. Going, hey, you know, he's a steady owner. He overachieves. He keeps the front office together. Yeah, they got close. Yeah, I know. They didn't spend any money going into this offseason. They got rid of some guys that they probably shouldn't have. They pulled back instead of pushing forward after they were three wins away from the World Series and they were still in the ALCS. But, you know, the television deal. They got the rug pulled out from under. And guys, I had finally seen the light. Zach Meisel had got me to see the light, going, hey, you know, that's no excuse there. They could still, if he's got this plan to sell this baseball team here, you can still go in and make these investments and still get paid off in the long run because the organization's worth $1 billion. Okay, here we go. I look at my baseball team. I got Jose Ramirez. Well, I've already paid Jose Ramirez, but then there's Stephen Kwan. What other guy do I have to pay other than Stephen Kwan? Well, how much does Stephen Kwan want? He's going to want about $30 million. So I start texting my guys because I got to tell you, when I first heard $30 million, I go, sheesh, that's a lot of money for a leadoff hitter and a guy who don't hit home runs. But then I start texting a bunch of people and they go, yeah, Ken, he's going to get $30 million a year on the open market if he keeps this up. 298, leadoff hitter, table setter, he'll do that. And then my mind started to race. Because it's not just, and I got hell over it from even coworkers earlier this morning on the show. And I'm not talking about anybody even in the room right now. About, well, you can't just make an argument to pay Stephen Kwan because you can't pay anybody else. That's still not a good investment. I think it is a good investment. If Stephen Kwan is signed by you for $30 million a year, or say it's a four-year, $120 million deal, you have one of the two most consistent pieces of your offense locked up. You have a guy who you know can get on base. What you don't have is any one of these home run hitters that we all think that we're going to have, which is a fictitious being. You have a better chance of having the Loch Ness Monster bat forth for you over there than you do anybody who you can count on to hit home runs for you consistently. So I might as well believe in the Loch Ness Monster and Sasquatch and a Yeti all in our lineup before I believe in that. So who else am I? It's not about who else am I going to pay. It's I actually have a guy who's worth it. Because if he leads off for me and he hits well and he continues to do this thing, great. He sets the table for some of my young pups coming up. Or if he does and we still can't get wins because the rest of them are still bad, I can trade the guy. If I pay the guy and he ain't worth it, David Blitzer's going to pay off on that. I don't have to pay off on that. So where's the hurt here? And I keep getting a bunch of people going, Ken, he's not worth it. You're crazy. He's not worth it. I go, so hold on. We're yelling at Paul Dolan because he's cheap. It's Dolan's cheaps all over again. We're yelling at him because he's cheap. I'm giving you a guy that, yes, does come at a price, but he is a good ball player. He's an all-star this year, for crying out loud. No. He's cheap, but I don't want him spending that much on Stephen Kwan, which is what he'll get on the open market. I give up. I was with you. And we all seem to be together. And when it comes down to it, you don't want to pay Stephen Kwan. Okay, well then, hell then. I guess I go back and I say, I'm going to pull a Jeff. I guess I should say that you guys have no right to complain about this baseball team whatsoever. You just need to accept this. I'll pull a Tim Kirkchen and say, you guys should be thankful that you have an ownership and a front office that's this good and an overachiever. You guys could always be the Pirates. You guys could always be the Rockies. I should say that. I got nobody agreeing with me about Stephen Kwan and wanting to pay Steve. 216-474-0092. I beg you, anybody who agrees with me about paying Stephen Kwan, I cannot believe this. I'm being boat raced in this argument. Hey, this is, you are Ronald Reagan right now with me. Congratulations.
Well, I wonder.
It's an October surprise, apparently. This is Dewey defeats Truman over here with you.
I wonder if it's just that, Kwan doesn't hit home runs. So in today's day and age, baseball, where it is in 2025, the fans are like, well, what's that worth? Like, what if we said, all right, fine, forget $30 million a year. What about $25 million a year? Does that make a difference? To the average fan, that would be, $25 million over 5 years. But does that make a difference to the average Guardians fan? Would they then say, okay, fine, we'll support him?
You've invested in a guy that clearly is he not worth it? How old will Stephen Kwan be at the end of the contract? How old is Stephen Kwan right now? If I extend him here, I got two more years of control over him, and I offer him $120 million over 4 years. That's a very nice amount of money, all right? It's going to be more than Andrés Giménez was making, $7 million or 7 years over $106 million, and you jettison him or $107. What's $1 million between friends? He's got two more years of arbitration. He's available for free agency in 2028. I could pay him, keep him happy, and that will hopefully keep him happy. I don't know. Maybe he still ain't going to be happy with that amount of money. I still think that's a nice amount of money, but who the hell am I? And then he's a free agent in 2028, and if this team sucks, I still can liquidate the asset of the money he makes as long as he's playing well. Does anybody think he's not going to play well? He's been pretty consistent now. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought that this was a nice thing where, hey, I didn't think that anybody he was going to that Paul Dolan was going to find himself back in the fans' good. Well, I don't know if Paul Dolan has ever actually been in the fans' good graces. Has he?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No,
not really.
Okay, so I don't think it's going to put Paul Dolan in the good graces of the fan base. But hey, you want him to spend some money. It's a frustrating year. Here's a guy for your future in Stephen Kwan, who's 27, going on 28 years old next year. He's in his prime. He's not a power hitter. Okay, so what? So he'll be 28, at the end of this year. In September, he'll be 28. But he's in his prime right now. What's the matter with that? We don't want him there. 216-474-0092. Maybe I've lost touch with the general fan. I thought that, Tony, what do you have to say for this and this tremendous win that you have?
Well, I didn't really think it was a big win for me. I just think fans maybe see $30 million and maybe it's already baked in that they assume, well, we're never going to pay anybody that anyway. So we're not even going to allow that to seep into our brains that it's a possibility. Well, so 30 must be too high.
I would start screaming and yelling and go, well, if you're going to pay him $30 million, that must mean you can afford other guys too, because you've been sitting on this amount of money. Who else can you afford? Yeah, it's not where just Stephen Kwan takes off. If Stephen Kwan were to get paid $30 million a year by this club, I'm not going to turn right around and go, well, Stephen Kwan's taking up all the money. So hey, it's Stephen Kwan's fault for accepting money. Hey, you just got out from under the Andrés Giménez deal, and that, thank God you did, because that would have been a terrible, terrible, terrible deal, and we'd be screaming and yelling about that. Fair, but damn, you guys want him. I want him to invest in Stephen Kwan, because where else am I going to get offense right now? It maybe Kyle, and to be honest with you, I know I'm coming off really sarcastic and nasty here for a second. Let me be totally, totally brute honest on all this. If Kyle Manzardo, if they trade Carlos Santana here in the next couple of weeks, and Kyle Manzardo gets his chance every single day, and he rakes over that time over the second half of the season, we can reevaluate this and say, well, maybe that's our bopper that we've been looking for. If I know Chase DeLauter was not in the lineup yesterday, and people were freaking out. Meredith was texting me because they were thinking, finally, oh my God, he's going to get called up here. Chase DeLauter will eventually be up here. If Chase DeLauter gets called up and he looks like he shows some promise, maybe that will be the way for everybody. It's not a done deal on any of this term, but I'm going, man, this is a guy who I'm looking for consistency, because I can't imagine that we're ever. I mean, someday we're probably going to have some guy who can hit for power on a consistent basis, but I just don't know who that's going to be until he actually does it. Because we've had high hopes for a lot of different guys, and they haven't been able to do anything for us. Tom and Menor, you're first up on the fan. Hello, Tom.
Can't agree with you wholeheartedly.
There we go.
Sign the guy. Here's why. Who else on that team right now that you would give a big contract to?
I was trying to find that person earlier today. I don't think so.
You got six guys hitting under 200. You need a leadoff guy on this team. Ramirez only has a couple of years left, maybe 4 years, maybe max, because he's, what, 33? So, you know, he's the next guy up. You pay him the money. The other guys are work in progress. They got to prove that they can, you know, play every day, you know, get that average up. Manzardo, I kind of agree with you there a little bit, but he's got to give me another year at least before I even start even thinking about extending that guy. He's got to get up to 250, 275 and start hitting some home runs, you know, more consistently. But outside of that, who else do you have on this team that's worth that kind of money? Nobody.
I would think the same thing there, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. It's way too early to talk about anything with Travis Bezzano about that. I mean, hell, by the time you're paying Travis Bezzano, Stephen Kwan's no longer a Guardian under that contract. So, and David Blitzer's the owner, I would imagine, right?
Wait to hear more on that, Kenny.
Okay. I shouldn't go assuming things. That part I take back. Anthony in Canton. Hey, my hometown. You're next up on the fan. Hello, Anthony.
Thank you guys for taking my call, but I don't see why you don't pay Stephen Kwan. He's the only one hitting the ball. And a quick take on the Browns is Stefanski and Barry ain't going nowhere for the simple reason of the collaboration. And another word for collaboration is met. And as long as the owners...
Anthony, you did break up the word you were looking for. The word you said was the other word. What's the other word for collaboration you were saying?
Meddling.
Okay, meddling. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, as long as the three-headed goon squad, Haslam, DePodesta, and JW are going to continue to meddle, they're safe.
Now, hold on. Well, no, what did they meddle with? What did they meddle with?
They meddle with the whole roster. We don't get Deshaun Watson and Shedeur Sanders.
But Anthony, hold on. Let's have a conversation for a second. Do you listen to the show often?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so have you been listening for the last few years?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then you would definitely know that Lyman and I and other people in the media have been very much on the record that it has been on the record to us that it was not the ownership group that led them to go after Deshaun Watson. That was not spearheaded by them. I can tell you on a hand on a Bible that the Haslams love Baker Mayfield and wanted Baker Mayfield to be successful. I hate to keep going over this sort of thing, but I have to be honest with Anthony here, and it's been a while since we talked about it. They loved him.
Okay, and I was happy with Baker, but
I know you were.
He was the stable quarterback for the organization.
Like we have to be completely honest with us here. If this is not going well, the owners are where. And Anthony, I gotta let you go because I gotta get the break here. The owners are where the buck stops, so it always goes on the owners. But when it comes to that situation and a lot of these roster decisions. They are letting the guys in charge be the guys in charge. Correct. Tone?
It would seem
they're
so.
They're letting them be in charge.
The Shedeur Sanders pick, I do wonder about.
216-474-0092. Coming in hot. Keep your comments within the boundaries of good taste. Coming up next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.